Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. All is vanity. In the midst of a crowd of 3.5 million people, you begin to take stock of many things that in ordinary life you kind of take for granted. Has anyone else been in the middle of a crowd of that kind of dimension and size, excited and full of life and energy, in equal parts absolutely exhilarating and completely terrifying, this sense of just being completely out of control? And in lots of ways, the World Youth Day experience allows us to experience the richness of God's grace. That sense of being part, no longer just of a tiny little community, but part of this massive beating heart of God's church present here on earth. And yet it also begins to call to mind that so many of the things that we fill our hearts and our lives with, so many of the things that we provide as buffers between us and the harsh and sometimes very stark reality of our world, things like comforts and luxuries, things like our bank balances and just our sense of security and our identity and who we are, so many of those things can so easily be stripped away. And so this wonderful and powerful declaration that is our first reading today from sometimes called the book of Ecclesiastes, sometimes the book of Koheleth, which is the Hebrew title of the book. This person who identifies himself as King Solomon, but it was probably written a long time after that period, but someone who has grown old, has seen everything, has experienced the richness and variety of life, has surrounded himself with many luxuries, all the pleasures that the world can possibly offer. He's taken part in all of these different things. And as an old man, when he gets to the end, he says, look, none of this makes sense. None of this really matters in the end. And he says this strange expression, vanity of vanities. In the Hebrew, it's using the word hevel. Now, Hebrew language doesn't use many abstract concepts like vanity. It prefers to use concrete words, words that describe physical things. And so this word hevel actually means more like vapor. It's a sense of something that you know is there, you kind of see a bit of a sense of vapor, but you can't grab hold of it, you can't grasp it, you can't keep it for yourself. If you try, it just disappears in your hands. And it's a great metaphor and image of what our lives so often are. And that sense of that stark reminder that the Lord sometimes demands of us to make. And to realize that the things that we so often fill our hearts and lives with are no more than vapor. No more than things that in the end won't sustain us. That we cannot form our identity on this. We need to dig deeper. We need to go to the very bedrock of our lives and see what is there, what is at the very heart of our experience with God. And this is the challenge for the readings today that they provide for us. This call and this sense to wake up and to look around us and to see, well, what are the things that I've made of my life? What are those elements that I filled my heart and my life with? What are the relationships that I depend upon? Which of these are the things that are actually from God? Which of these are things that actually sustain me, that hold me, that allow me to experience the richness and fullness of God's life? The parable that Jesus presents in the gospel today is stark, and it's meant to be. The people who first heard this would have been just scratching their heads, wondering, what kind of a person is this? In the midst of a world and a community where people were close-knit, people didn't make decisions by themselves. And so this man being presented, pondering these questions just alone, all by himself, they would have said, no, that wasn't the way you did it. You always went to the market square, like I saw in so many of the South American countries that we traveled through, that people just gathered and shared and talked and tossed around ideas over a cup of mate or drinking whatever their preferred beverage was. They would share their life together. And that's what our lives are meant to be about as well. Not this sense of an individual withdrawing themselves from the rest of the community. If this man had have actually gone to the market, if he had have been able to share the bounty that he received in having this massive crop, he would have looked around and seen the need of the community. He would have realized that the only thing to do was not to build bigger barns, not to tear down the ones that he had, but to share the bounty that he'd received, to actually offer this incredible gift that God had given to him with the many, many people in that community in that age, as in so many parts of our world today, who are desperately in need. When you see that real poverty, when you see people living in squalor and in the favelas in Rio de Janeiro or Sao Paulo, to see that sense of absolute poverty, and to be called and invited to recognize that, no, I'm not in control. No, my life should be about suffering. No, one day, like Ecclesiastes, like Koheleth says, I will die. I'm not at the center. I'm not the most important person in the midst of that 3.5 million people crowd. I find my place. I find my identity. I find my insignificance. And yet in doing that, I discover that still I'm called by God. Still I'm loved by God. Still I find my place and my identity as a son or daughter of God. I find my life and my fullness not by being alone, but by being part of this rich and diverse and suffering community that we call the church. This powerful reminder that we're invited to be part of a community, to be part of God's purpose and grace within the world. As Jesus says to this man who's caught up in this triviality of finding a greater share of his father's inheritance, he says, no, that is not your greatest identity. That is not your true purpose, to find yourself in the kingdom of God. That is our purpose. That is our identity. That is what our life truly is about. If when we stop and ponder today the vanity of our lives, if all we find is vapor, if all we find is emptiness and loss, then we need to go deeper. We need to continue to search and find where God has called us and God has chosen to reveal himself. What is our identity? Who are we, if not sons and daughters in the kingdom of God, our Father?